In today's Shir Tanya, we conclude the fourth letter in the series of Igeres HaKodesh. After the Alter Rebbe explained that Tzedakah has a gewaltige power to begin the process of removing even the thin membrane, which normally we are unable to fully remove on our own. And this is the membrane that does not allow us to have access to the core, emotions of our Nefesh Elikis. And as the Alter Rebbe explained, that when a person invests oneself in, let's say, coarse physical material activities, which creates a thick barrier, klipa, that is something which we must remove on our own by divesting ourselves from such pursuits. However, there is a more refined, delicate klipa, which means that when the person, we are alive and we have to be invested in physical activities, and we're speaking about necessary physical activities. Nevertheless, since from the perspective of the animal soul, there is an element of selfishness involved in those pursuits, even though they're necessary, but I'm doing it for me. That in itself, the selfishness of the Nefesh HaBahamas still creates some barrier which does not allow me to have access to my Pnimius HaLev. And that's how the Alter Rebbe explains that true, we need Hashem's help, and Hashem will be the one that's fully removing this refined klipa, but we could and we should initiate the process, and that's dafka done through giving tzedakah. Because what's tzedakah? Tzedakah is an act of selflessness, and we're giving of that, we're giving money or something physical in which we needed to invest ourselves to create and to receive. So this is mamash the tikkun and the solution of removing even the fine klipa. And now the Alter Rebbe finishes this letter by explaining various psukim that were quoted in the beginning of the letter. So for example, when it says in Tehillim that tzedek lefanof yahalich, literally it means that the tzedakah that we give goes in front of God, goes before us. So by the time we stand in front of God, all of the tzedakah is already awaiting us there. Beautiful. But the Alter Rebbe was medayek that it doesn't say tzedek lefanof yelech, that tzedek, our tzedakah, goes in front of God. The pasuk writes tzedek lefanof yahalech, that tzedakah causes us to go in front of God. So Alter Rebbe explains beautifully. Yes, we're not speaking about alpi pnimius. This is a inner understanding of the pasuk. We're not speaking about us going in front of God. We're speaking about us having access to our lefanov, to our pnimius halev. That tzedakah is that which causes and allows us to be reconnected, to have access to our lefanov of our pnimius. And when that happens, says the Alter Rebbe, then you know what? As it says at the end of this verse, that yosim lederech pa'amav. Again, literally it means that he sets up his steps towards the way of God. Says the Alter Rebbe much deeper than that. That now that a Yid is in touch with his and hers Pnimius HaLev, all of their mitzvahs and all of their Torah learning is a whole different thing. It's on the way of God. Because when a Yid feels that power, everything is inspired on a much higher level, and therefore it carries with it all of our Avodah, all of our mitzvahs and all of our Torah mamish on the way of God. The Alter Rebbe continues by writing, that's why tzedakah is called shalom, because tzedakah brings peace within ourselves. It takes away the disconnect that we have within ourselves. And furthermore, the Alter Rebbe concludes, and all of this is particularly true if the tzedakah that we are giving is tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. On any level. But if our tzedakah is connected to the Holy Land, being that Hashem's inner desire is focused specifically on Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, so we are not only accessing our pnimius, but we are touching within God, God's pnimius. And even more so, that allows us to be better in touch with our pnimius halev, and that changes everything to the better. Gevaldik with this, the Alter Rebbe ends with words of brachas.